Get ready for an episode only available in the Adventures in Odyssey Club.
And now, Adventures in Odyssey.
Good morning. Well, it's almost Christmas. Such a remarkable time of love, forgiveness, and God sending us His Son. And of course, Christmas is a time to enjoy being with family and sharing meals together. Oh, and presents. The joy of giving gifts to one another as a way of expressing our love. Kids love toys, men love bigger toys. You know, I found this wind-up thingamajig in the parking lot last Sunday after the service. Isn't it cute? With a bit of inspection, I realized this guy's little mainspring was out of whack, rendering it inoperable. And so it was probably tossed aside by a pair of young hands because it was no good. A broken toy. And frankly, that's another thing that pops up around Christmas time, isn't it? Not just broken toys, but broken people. In spite of the joy of the season, holidays like Christmas can also amplify the ways we may feel overwhelmed and damaged. I'll give you an example. There was a young woman I once met. I won't use her real name. Let's call her Alicia. She was a part of a church I was speaking at about Angel Tree, a wonderful prison fellowship ministry that reaches out to the families of inmates. Anyway, after the service, Alicia asked if I might help her out. I had no idea where answering that question would take me. And Alicia.
I'll be honest with you, Mr. That is, Pastor Knox.
Call me Wilson. No need for formalities. I'm not a formal guy.
I appreciate that, Wilson. I don't know. I thought I knew what I was doing when I asked you to help me set up this visit, but I'm not sure I'm ready for this. I haven't seen him in 15 years.
Alicia, that's why I'm here, to help you get through this. I could even break out a few funny stories if you want, you know, to lighten the mood a bit. I got a great one about falling asleep on a bus and winding up in Dubuque.
Dubuque. Well, that's a nice thought. And, you know, I appreciate all that Angel Tree has done for me and my family over the years, but, you know, I really think I should leave. I don't want to see my father after all, and I doubt very much that he wants to see me.
You know, I've sat at a lot of prison visiting room tables like this over the years, with people just like you whose families had been turned upside down.
Yeah, I'm sure you have.
One thing those people had in common is the doubt you're feeling right now. It tends to flood in while they're waiting like this. Remembering all the bad times is easy.
A prison kind of brings that out in you.
Right. So let's shake things up. Tell me about something really nice while we're waiting. Something positive and fun. It's Christmas. Surely there's a past Christmas worth remembering?
Well, the Christmas after I became a Christian was wonderful.
Oh, great. Tell me about that.
But the one that really stands out right now was one when I was 9. No, wait, 10. Yeah, it was snowy. It was so beautiful. And I remember saying that it was going to be the best Christmas ever.
Alicia, get your nose off the window or it'll freeze there.
It just looks so wonderful, Mom. I'm glad it snowed.
Me too.
This is gonna be the best Christmas ever.
We'll have a great time. I've gotten you a few things I think you'll like.
I don't mean presents, Mom. I mean it's all perfect.
Oh.
The snow, we've got a real tree this year.
Smells good, doesn't it?
Uh-huh. And Daddy's coming. I can't wait to see him. It'll be so great. We'll be like a family again.
I hope it's everything you want it to be, honey. Well, I better check on dinner.
He's here! Mom, he's here!
Okay, I heard you. Wait, Alicia, it's freezing out there. Stay in this house. You don't have shoes on.
But he's here! Daddy!
Who's that young princess in the doorway? No, she's far too grown up to be my little girl. You must be some stranger who's wandered into this house by mistake.
It's me! It's me, Daddy!
Oh, you are a sight to see, kiddo. The most beautiful girl in town, for sure. Come here, give this lucky old man another hug. Hello, Hannah. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Woo, it's cold out there.
Did you see the tree?
I did.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
Oh, I made you a present and wrapped it, too. And can we play a game after dinner? We haven't played any board games in forever.
Slow down, honey, please. Let me get a word in edgewise, okay? Listen, my day is yours. Thank you for inviting me over.
Of course. We love having you here. Right, Mom?
It's good for you to have time with your father.
All right. Well, let's start things off right with your first present.
Oh.
But it's not present time yet.
Oh, the best time for presents is the present.
Oh.
Open it.
Can I, Mom?
Go ahead.
Ooh, a necklace! Daddy, it's beautiful!
And that's a real diamond right there.
A real one?
Jared, you bought her a real diamond?
It's as real as they get. Sort of makes up for missing her last birthday, too.
It's so pretty!
It's nothing compared to my girl. You are the diamond.
I am?
1,000 carats at least. Nothing less. All right, here, come on, let's get this thing on you.
I'll get dinner on. We can open the other little gifts after we eat.
Okay, Mom. This is great. Just great. Merry Christmas, Daddy.
Did you like the doll I gave you? Now, it's not too young for you, is it?
No, I like it.
Good. Now, listen, I'll finish the dishes. You go play with your father.
Really?
Sure. Well, don't get too wound up, though. You remember what happened last time you jumped around after eating?
Yeah, I... Where's Daddy?
What? He's not out there in the living room?
No. Dad? Dad? Mom, he's outside. He's getting in his car.
What?
Dad?
Alicia, don't go out there. Alicia!
Daddy! Daddy, where are you going?
What are you doing out here without shoes or a coat, honey? Come on, you go back inside right now.
But you said we'd play a game.
I got a call, sweetheart. It's business. I can't pass up business.
On Christmas? What kind of business happens on Christmas?
You know, honey, I told you to go back inside.
No, you promised.
Do what I told you and don't talk to me about promises.
What did I do wrong?
Nothing, Alicia. Come back inside before you get sick. Come on.
I gotta go. I'm sorry. I gotta go.
Daddy, wait! Can't you stay for me?
Do as your mother says.
Oh, honey. Oh, honey. Come here, sweetie. I'm so sorry.
That must have been very hurtful for you.
Yeah, well, that's the way it's always been with my dad. Even the good times turned sour somehow.
Hmm. Well, people can change. New beginnings, right?
Maybe.
Oh, is that him? Over by the officer at the entry door. Is that your dad?
Wow, he's gotten old.
Well, happens to the best of us. Shall I wave him over?
No, wait. I want to see what he does. Did you see that? He looked right at me. He didn't even recognize me.
Well, maybe, but... Oh, it looks like he's leaving.
No, let him go.
Oh. It's been a long time, Alicia. You said so yourself. I'll let the officer know that he didn't see you.
Whatever. The truth is, I don't think my father has ever really seen me.
Alicia, shouldn't you be warming up like the rest of the group? The curtain goes up soon.
I have a few minutes.
Are you nervous? Oh, I'm nervous for you. Now, don't be nervous.
No, Mom, I'm ready.
Oh, you should be. You rehearse those Christmas tunes so often, I think I could play them. And I have never picked up an oboe in my life.
You always said, practice makes perfect. Oh, Dad, better hurry. The principal said we can only hold seats for a few more minutes.
Honey, that call I just answered was from your father. He isn't coming.
What?
He's in the hospital.
What happened? Is he all right?
Well, he will be. He lost control of his car and ran into another car.
Oh, no.
He'd been drinking. He used his one call to tell you...
He was arrested again.
Yes. He swears it wasn't his fault.
Are the people in the other car okay?
I don't know. It doesn't sound good.
It never does. Why does Dad keep doing this kind of stuff over and over, Mom?
Don't know, honey.
Your seat has a sign on it. I gotta get ready.
I love you. Break a leg.
Love you too. Hey, Mom. Take this sign off Dad's chair so someone else can have it.
Okay.
Showtime.
Alicia, I need to meet with everyone backstage now. Did your dad make it?
He couldn't. Important business. he had to fly to, I think it was Paris.
Aw, that's too bad. He won't see her solo.
Well, the important things come first.
How long was your father in the hospital?
I don't know.
Your mom didn't check on his recovery?
Yeah, well, in case you haven't figured it out yet, we're a dysfunctional family.
Excuse me, ma'am. Your father went back to his cell since he didn't see you. Someone's going back to get him now.
Okay, I'm ready for him.
All right.
I'm glad.
About what?
Glad you're ready to meet your dad. I thought you were going to leave without seeing him.
Well, I realize that I have some things I need to say.
I love Christmas. It makes me think of new beginnings.
Oh, yeah? Why is that?
Well, it's a time when people often evaluate their lives and make fresh starts. Didn't you say that you accepted Jesus during the Christmas season?
No, not exactly, but it started then because of Angel Tree.
Really? I didn't know that. I'd love to hear about it while we're waiting.
Well, I think I was 16. Yeah, I wanted a car and I got a journal. Anyway, a person volunteering with Angel Tree stopped by a few days before Christmas.
Oh, please come in. Thank you so much for coming over. Pastor Juan, is it?
That's right. And this is my daughter, Sandy.
Hi!
Hello, sweetie. And that lump in sweatpants on the couch over there is my daughter, Alicia.
Hi, Alicia. Merry Christmas.
Hey.
Sandy and I have this basket of goodies for you two.
Yeah.
My, that is so nice.
We have presents in the car, too.
Presents? Well, I don't know what to say.
Well, there's no need to say anything. We just want you to know that you're not alone. We've all had difficult patches.
Yeah? Did your dad get thrown in jail, too?
Alicia!
No, it's all right. Alicia, you're not the only person with challenges. Now, I may not know exactly what you're going through, but I know what it is to feel loss. I just want to help, however I can. Which reminds me, I have something special for you.
Yeah? What?
Sandy and I have been visiting the men at the prison, and your dad asked Angel Tree to send this gift to you.
What?
And we're here to deliver it. It's from him to you.
Oh.
There's a note taped on top.
Probably another string of excuses from my dad about why nothing is ever his fault.
Well, I'll just leave it here. Oh, we've got a tree for you, too, if you'd like it.
A tree? Oh, that would be wonderful.
I'll get it.
I'll help you.
Alicia, do you mind if Sandy waits here with you?
Oh, that'll be fine, won't it, Alicia?
Yeah.
We can bring it in through the garage, Pastor Juan.
Ah, great.
Hi.
Hey.
You look sad.
I'm all right.
I'm happy. My daddy and I go to people's houses and bring them presents, and that's fun.
Good for you.
You should be happy, too.
Oh, well.
You got a present and a note from your daddy, and that means he loves you.
No, it really doesn't.
My mommy's gone, and I don't get any presents.
She doesn't stay in touch either, huh?
She can't. She's in heaven.
Oh. Sorry.
Heaven is a good place, though. Do you believe in God?
No, I guess not.
I didn't either, but my mommy and daddy used to tell me Bible stories, and we'd pray for mommy when she was sick. And then one day, I just believed.
Well, that's good, I guess.
Do you want me to pray for you?
No, thanks.
It won't hurt. I think it's like climbing up in a tree.
What is?
Believing. You start near the bottom, and because of all the branches and leaves, you can't see anything. But when you climb up higher, you can see out. And then you're high up, and everything looks different. It's pretty. My dad says getting to believe in God is like that.
That's nice.
Everybody can believe, you know, and that makes your day not so sad. You should try it.
I'll think about it.
Do you want to open your present now? I'll help you.
Fine.
What does your note say?
Same old thing. I'd have gotten you more, but blah, blah, blah.
At least he thought of you.
What do you say we dive into this basket of goodies? You want to?
Sure.
That was 15 years ago. Anyway, there was something about her innocent sweetness. It just nudged things for me, you know?
I do.
It took a while after that, but I finally got high enough in my own tree to see out. Oh, and Sandy and I still stay in touch. She's a good 10 years younger than I am, but I kind of think of her as a mentor.
Sounds like Sandy has helped you make it here.
Wilson, there's something I need to tell you, just so you're not surprised when my dad gets here.
What's that?
I don't love my father, and I intend to face him and cut him out of my life altogether.
Those are pretty strong words, Alicia.
Well, they're nothing compared to what's coming. I mean it, Wilson. I hate my father, and I'm cutting him out of my life today for good.
Hmm. Do you have your cell phone with you?
What?
Cell phone. I didn't bring mine.
Yeah, but I don't think they let you make calls in here.
Oh, I'm not making a call. I just want to use the calculator.
Calculator?
Yeah, I just need to do a little math. But please, go on. I'm listening to everything you're saying, I promise. You hate your father and want to cut him out of your life?
Right. See, there's a verse in Psalms that says, "But the Lord turns his face against those who do evil. He will erase their memory from the earth." And that's why I'm here. You know, I'm really the only one in this world who would ever remember my father or have a reason to care about him. But you know what? I'm done with that. So I came here to tell him I hate him for all he did to me, and I need to say it to his face. Just let it be out of me and done.
Uh-huh.
Are you listening to me?
490. Oh, yes, I'm listening, and I have some questions for you. The story you told when you were 10 years old, was that the first time you remember your father letting you down?
Well, yeah, I guess, but there were...
And you said you haven't seen your father in 15 years, so you were about 14 or 15 when he came here?
Sounds about right.
So there were about 5 years there where he really let you down a lot.
Yeah.
How many times?
What?
If you had to put a number to it, how many times? 10?
Oh, a lot more than that.
20? 30? How many?
Okay, yeah, I'll play. How about 100?
100 times in 5 years. Mm-hmm. That's 20 times a year. More than twice a month.
Yeah, well, it was probably more than that, which is why I want him out of my life for good. I've tried to tell him that before, but I always have chickened out. So thank you for your encouragement, Wilson, because this time I am going to follow through.
See, I don't think you can do that.
Oh, yeah? Watch me.
What I mean is, you're not supposed to do that.
Oh, why not?
Because 490 divided by 5 is 98.
I don't get what you're saying.
Your father let you down 20 times per year for 5 years. That's not enough to cut him out of your life. He'd have to let you down 78 more times per year in order to get to 490.
How'd you come up with 490?
70 times 7.
What are you trying to say?
You were so quick with the verse from Psalms that I'm surprised you don't know 70 times 7. That's how many times Jesus told his apostles to forgive someone when they let you down. Of course, he wasn't really putting an actual number on it. He was illustrating that we should always be ready to forgive someone when they ask for it, no matter how many times they ask. And we should be willing to do that because no matter how badly they've let us down, it's nothing compared to how badly we've let God down. And he still forgives us.
Okay, fine. But that's when we ask for it, right? My father never asked for forgiveness when he let me down, not even once. So why should I grant it now?
You're the preacher that helped set this up with the warden, right?
Yes, Jared. I'm Wilson Knox.
I had a tough stretch there. I had my visitations cut off, so thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't recognize you earlier, Alicia. I'm sorry. It's been some time, but I see it now. You've got your mother's eyes, for sure.
Yes, I do. The best parts of me come from her.
Yeah, they do. Anyway, I've been thinking about what to say to you for quite a while now.
No.
And come again?
No. You don't get to speak. This isn't about you trying to sweet-talk your way out of the past 20 years. This is my time to speak.
All right, then. Speak.
When I was a kid, I was dumb enough to look up to you, to hope over and over that you might suddenly change and come home and tuck me in. You know, give me a hug and tell me a story. Just anything. I was just a little kid. Always hoping, always waiting, always disappointed. Do you know what that's like?
No, I don't.
Of course you don't. Because you're selfish. You only saw yourself and whatever bit of criminal business that was dangled in front of you like a carrot on a stick. You know, you didn't care about me. You didn't care about Mom. You just talked a good line and you were a stranger who kept dancing in and out of our lives in destructive ways. You know what? I'm done. I am done with your selfishness. I'm done with your excuses and your lies. I am done with you. And that's all I came to say.
I understand. You've got every right.
No, don't even try to start.
Everything you said is true. And it's not something I'm proud of. It wasn't your fault, or your mom's, or anybody else's. I am embarrassed by my own life. Alicia, I'm sorry.
Wow. Are you actually apologizing?
I've been doing a lot of that lately. I've been talking to the prison chaplain, and he's been helping me with it. That foolish man you talked about, that is not who I am anymore. And it's not who I want to be anymore.
This doesn't change anything.
I know. But I am still sorry. And I know you can't forgive me. And I know I've been a fool. And I'll leave you alone now. But before I do, you've got to know that I love you more than anything. As God is my witness, I love you. And that isn't a lie. Goodbye, princess.
Dad. You knew he was gonna do this, didn't you?
No, I couldn't have known. But you asked why you should grant your father forgiveness now after all these years. I think the answer is, for the first time, he asked you for it.
Daddy.
I watched as this dear young woman broke down and cried at the thought that just maybe her father really did love her. And when I stop and think about it, it was only a matter of 5 or 10 minutes between the moment Alicia's father first stepped into that waiting area looking for a daughter he hadn't seen in 15 years, to the point where God began to push and pull at a relationship that appeared irreparably broken. I'd like to report that Alicia got up, ran after him, and forgave him on the spot, but stories don't always have a happy ending. I recently learned that Alicia's father has been diagnosed with cancer. Last I spoke with Alicia, she told me she's still working through her thoughts and feelings. I hope she gets them sorted out before it's too late. Meanwhile, what God asks of us is to be the Wands and Sandys of the world, the sort of people who offer a helping hand here, a kind word there, and let God start the process of healing the broken and hurting in the world. There are a lot of them out there, a lot of opportunities to give aid, and it doesn't have to be just at Christmas. Oh, and as for this little wind-up toy I found, I happened to be able to nudge its mainspring back in line. It works just great now. So feel free to stop me after the service if you want to get them back in the right hands. And I might just tell you about the time I fell asleep on a bus and woke up in Dubuque.
Psalm 102, verse 19 says, "The Lord looked down from his heavenly sanctuary. He looked down to hear the groans of the prisoners and to release those doomed to death." Prisons aren't just buildings. As we saw in today's adventure, we can become trapped in a prison of our own sin. Hatred and unforgiveness can hold us captive too. And sometimes they're even stronger than chains or steel bars. But there's hope. God sent his only Son to free us and gave us the Holy Spirit so that we can live a new and better life in his love. That's a Christmas gift we can enjoy all year long. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. Beyond Repair was written by Bob Hoos and directed by Nathan Hubler, with sound design by Christopher Deal and music by John Campbell. Our executive producer was Dave Arnold. Our cast included Gregory Jabara, Beth Curry, Joe Sanfilippo, Melissa Greenspan, Ruben Garfias, Sydney Bell, Mariel Sheets, and Mia Caroline. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.